Good afternoon and welcome to All About Redecorating. My name is Jan Gerard and I'm an interior decorator, and my company is also called All About Redecorating Interiors. Every week at 5 p.m. on WADK 1540 a.m., I'll be covering all aspects of interior decorating, hopefully resolving your issues as well. You can reach me at 401-849-1668, and my website is allaboutredecorating.com, and my website lists all the services I provide. So if you have any questions or decorating issues, I'd love to hear from you. Hope everyone had a great weekend, and as you're winding down, you'll be able to sit back, pour that cup of coffee or glass of wine, whatever your preference, and enjoy the show. You know, it seems lately I've been working with clients that are going through a lot of changes. Look at the job market, the economy. I'm seeing more and more people working from home. To give you some scenarios here, parents with children, they're trying to balance their personal life with work. And when they really look through the whole situation, they've decided because of the kids, they have to work from home. I'm seeing more and more people starting their own businesses. I get the Providence Journal daily, and every week I see hundreds and hundreds of new businesses opening up. And it's fabulous that new businesses are coming into the marketplace. And many I've seen have decided to set up their office from home. When you think about it, less overhead, less expenses. At this point in their career, it makes a lot of sense. Another scenario, let's say there's a husband and wife that want a dedicated room for their office, maybe for their computers, personal papers, to do their bills. I'm seeing more and more people wanting a private area in their home and not open to the rest of the house. These past few months, I've been working with a client who's building a new home. When I'm there reviewing the plan with them, they definitely want and need a room to set up for their office. The husband himself, a few times a week, he goes to his corporate office in Boston. But definitely he needs to set up a satellite office at home. Again, so much has changed in the last 5 to 10 years. Who would have thought more and more people would be working from home? And companies are looking for ways to be more cost-effective. And setting up a virtual office has grown immensely. And again, there it makes a lot of sense. Look at the big cities. There are large companies cutting back on travel, fuel costs, expense accounts. This has all been pulled back. The old days from the 80s and 90s are behind us. I even know people who live in Boston and work, who live in Newport and work in Boston, which is quite a trek. They are now working from home 2 to 3 days a week. So that's a good balance for them, and it's a trend, but this is the reality of where we are today. You're probably thinking, what does this have to do with interior and decorating? Well, in my world, plenty. When I'm brought in to decorate a home and I'm putting a plan together, if it's room by room, you know, living room, kitchen, bedrooms, whatever the situation, my clients always want a separate room for their office. I'm finding this more and more. And when I'm dealing with that space or any space in the house, it's ceiling to floor. Placement of their furnishings, color, lighting, bookcases, storage needs, window treatments, I could go on and on. And when I'm reviewing the plan, the main issue has been their computer needs. This seems to be something that people don't really think about. But if they're, how they're setting it up, the proper placement for the computer in the room, it's not just buying a computer, plugging it in, and then you're all set. There's so much more to know. But wouldn't it be nice and that easy if all it took was just plugging in your computer? That would be a dream come true. But because of what I've come across lately, I decided a great idea this week would be have Jairo Rigel from ATC Tech. He'll be discussing what's important and needed when setting up your technology needs for your office. Even if you already have a small business or office outside of your home, you'll want to listen. Welcome, Jairo, and thanks for being on my show this week. And of course, you wouldn't be in business if all it took was just plugging in your computer, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Thanks for having me here, Jan.
I thought that may. I looked at you when I was saying that and thinking, he doesn't want me to say that. But,
it's quite all right.
But again, thanks for being on my show. And first of all, let's get right down to everything dealing with technology. Where is your company based and what area do you cover?
We're based in Middletown. We've been here since 2002, and we cover pretty much all of New England. We've even had clients we've taken care of as far out as Florida, Cleveland, Ohio, you name it. Wherever our clients need us, they want us to go there on a project or anything, and they usually pay for us to go out there.
That's what I call a remote location.
There you go.
Now, how long have you been, I guess, because when people look at technology, too, how long have you been in the IT business? Because no matter if it's been 7 years, what has led you up to where you are today?
Well, you're right. My business has been in existence since 2002, but I've been personally working in IT for well over 20 years. And with the guys in the office, with my staff, we've got a combined level of experience or combined hands-on experience of well over 30 years.
Excellent. That brings a lot to the table.
It does. A lot of things seen, a lot of things under our belt, and a lot of solutions implemented based on that experience.
You know, when I was talking to you earlier, you mentioned that you have also been an instructor
yes,
in your field.
Yes, I was an instructor. I'm a certified instructor from my Navy days. I spent many years in the Navy, and I was a technical instructor there. And then I was also an instructor. After I left the Navy, I went to work for GTEC for a few years. Everybody knows GTEC, the big lottery company.
Yes.
Over on now in Providence, used to be on 95. And I was a technology instructor for them for a few years. All around the world, they would fly me everywhere to teach their technology to their clients.
What made you decide to have your own company?
I was after GTEC, I actually went to work for a consulting company out of it was a California-based company. We had an office in Boston. And after a couple of years there, I got to the point where their billing practices and their customer service level wasn't what I thought it would be. And so I thought I could do better. And ATC Tech was born.
I think sometimes you, from all your experiences of what you like and don't like from clients that you've worked for, then can form into a company that you ideally want to have and then provide to your customers.
Exactly.
All the things you learn and
exactly.
Things that you don't like. So that's excellent.
Right.
What size businesses do you primarily service? Even though we're talking about home-based businesses, our listeners could be having issues at their businesses.
It's a very good question. A lot of people think, oh, you're an IT services firm, so you really just take care of big companies. No, the idea behind ATC Tech and why it was established to begin with was to take care of, not to isolate anybody, but to take care of the little guy, so to speak. From one user to 100 to 1,000 computers, doesn't matter. Large networks are really just made up of smaller networks, so it doesn't really. Once again, the size doesn't really matter in this case. I know that there's plenty of material for a pun there, but we'll leave it at that. But anyway, everybody needs computers nowadays, especially for business, whether it's a home-based business, a large commercial enterprise. It doesn't matter. And technology being so prevalent in our society, there are certain niche markets, if you will, that we serve that people can tap into for our experience and our solutions. So any size really, client.
Do you work with companies with multiple locations? I have a sense that you do that, but I was just curious just for the listeners too.
Absolutely.
To
we
know.
Work with, you know, as I said, from home-based businesses to multi-site locations, in large enterprises, small enterprises. We have several clients who are not that big, but they have multiple small offices too. And those are becoming more and more common, where a lot of smaller businesses are merging with other smaller businesses and they become one larger business, but yet they still retain some of their autonomy and independence. But yet they still want to have that central control or central management and communication capability. We bring them together and allow them to still talk to each other, yet remain autonomous.
That must be more cost effective.
It is much more cost effective. It's becoming that way, much more so with the downturn in the economy. People are finding more creative ways of saving money, yet still competing with the larger businesses.
So on face value, no one really knows what's happening behind the scenes, but there are ways of making one appear differently than they are by having these cost-effective ways.
Absolutely.
In their technology.
Absolutely.
God, I love this show because I keep learning so many new things. In your opinion, do small, mid-sized companies have a difficult time affording a full-time IT person?
Definitely, especially nowadays where the money isn't flowing as it used to, and where a lot of IT people, unfortunately, for many years, IT people in general were able to name their price. They were able to name their salary. People paid it because the money was flowing. The money's not flowing so easily now, so people are looking at their budgets and thinking, you know, where do I cut back? And once again, unfortunately, IT tends to take a large hit because most people don't understand the importance of IT as it pertains to their business. Because once again, as you started off your show, most people tend to think, and I'm generalizing here, but it's been my experience that most people tend to think that it is more plug and play than it really is. If you can plug in and play a computer or use a computer at home, it's the same for your business, whether it's home-based business or a large commercial enterprise.
Yeah, good point, because I think it's that whole clicker mentality, or some things are so easy to do, but when you're dealing with setting up a whole system, I think that would be overwhelming. And, you know, when you were talking about the affordability of a full-time IT person, I'm thinking, too, health benefits. When you think of all the costs of having an employee on, it's that, I'm sure, has been affecting the industry worldwide.
Yes, that's why our model works so well, for several reasons, one of which is our clients don't have to worry about workers' comp. They don't have to worry about other kinds of insurance. They don't have to worry about paid vacations and, you know, anything else that goes with having a full-time employee. They don't have to worry about it. We're just paid for our services, and that's it. We take care of our own employees in-house, obviously, but this way they don't have that recurring cost that they would incur from having a full-time employee, whether it's a salary or an hourly-based employee.
Have you seen that trend increasing? I mean, let's look back 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there were more people employed as an IT person?
Yes.
I mean, has this been just a 5 years? How far back do you think that the wheels were turning and changing?
It's difficult to say, to give a definite number or definitive time frame, but I can say this. The dot-com burst in the 90s, I guess you could start there. That's when it started changing the landscape of the IT world as far as consulting and outsourcing versus in-house IT people.
When I think, too, back when I was living down in Texas for a stint, I remember there were a lot of companies that were bringing on contract programmers,
mm-hmm.
Avoiding the people that were employed, and because of the benefits and all the different scenarios that we're talking about. And that was back in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
when they were realizing it was short-term projects, whatever it may be. So with companies trying to downsize or be more efficient, mm-hmm. having a company like you, I think, would just make more sense, because they're streamlining. Again, they don't have to deal with the vacations and all the different things that go along with having a full-time employee.
I'd like to think so, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm just learning so much by talking to you and just doing some research as far as how this just makes more sense.
It does. And one other thing I'd like to point out, and, you know, this isn't a shot at anybody else or at the competitors or anything like that, but one of the things that we do differently that really sets us apart as an IT services firm in this area is our level of customer service, our quick response times, our understanding, our true understanding of the customer's actual needs. We're not chained or married, if you will, to any specific vendors or manufacturers. So the solutions we provide, the answers and the solutions we provide to customers' needs, questions, concerns, problems, are based on objective experience or objective viewpoints based on real world experience,
good.
not what we can sell them as a quick fix. That's absolutely not the case with us.
Okay.
And I did that from day one, purposefully, so that we would be different from everybody else. We listen to the customer's needs. We take care of their actual requirements. And we have customers who've been with us from day one for the past 7 years.
That says a lot.
And every single one of our customers has been a word-of-mouth referral. I just want to make sure that's well-known. Every single one.
It's all about the customer's needs.
Absolutely.
And on that note, we're about to take a break. Can you believe it's going by so quickly? You're listening to All About Redecorating, and my name again is Jan Girard. You can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. My guest this week is Jairo Rogel from ATC Tech. You can reach him at 401-619-1085. And his website is atc-tech.net. We'll be right back. Welcome back. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to All About Redecorating. My name is Jan Girard, and you can reach me, 401-849-1668, and my website is allaboutredecorating.com. My guest this week is Jairo Rogel, and he's with ATC Tech. You can reach him at 401-619-1085. His website also is atc-tech.net. Figured I'd have to spell that out just to make sure. And we were talking about really explaining and hopefully sharing with our audience some insight in not only when they're setting up a business, all their technology needs, and some of the insights that I wasn't even aware of. But I thought I'd next ask you, let's say someone, Jane Doe, calls you up and they have a small business. It could be in-home or it could even be a small business they're starting up. What's the first step when you make that connection?
Well, without getting into all the crazy details, the first step would be just to figure out exactly what their problem is. You know, as I said before, we do listen to our clients. I have to say, we don't just assume, oh, all is lost and you just have to replace it, like some of our competitors do. Well, here, we'll sell you something. No, we try to figure out exactly what it is that that's either wrong, broken, or what the concern is. And then we figure out if we have to either, if we can connect to them remotely over the internet, which we do a lot of work. We do a lot of remote work for our clients. Or if we have to, if an on-site visit is needed, whether they come to our office or we go to their location. So really it's just a matter of some initial fact-finding, identifying the problem, and then coming up with a solution that's going to work for everyone.
Excellent. And I think because that's when people are calling on the phone, they're thinking, okay, I have no idea what to ask. You know, when you're not comfortable with something, you never know what the first question is to ask. Right. So I sense you make people feel right at home. Speaking of home, if it's a home-based business, and they've decided on a particular room in their house to be their office, or maybe they're building a new section of the house, are there any requirements that are needed? What I mean by that, wiring, certain number of outlets, the amperage, because I've even gone through that, even on doing some stuff in my home, and I had no idea.
Yes.
And it's kind of behind the scenes. You just think everything is there and taken care of, you know?
Yes. So. Once again, it all depends on one of two factors, whether it's an existing location, or it's something that they're building. If they're building something, that's the easier side of the house, because, or no pun intended, that's the easier side of things, because then we can work with that, whoever the builder is, the architect, or anybody who's actually in charge of that project, and make sure that the correct wiring is in the correct location, that the correct safety and the correct safety limitations, I guess, or not limitations, I apologize, safety rules, if you will, mm-hmm. are followed. For instance, and very, very short and sweet, data lines, data cabling for internet connectivity and network connectivity cannot be run too close in parallel to electrical cabling. That's just a no-no, so to speak. And many electricians know that. We've come across some installations where electricians ran the wiring themselves because they can, and we find out that there's all kinds of electrical noise emanating from the electrical cabling, which causes problems with the data. Not to pick on electricians, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's like a junior electrician who doesn't know, and he runs it, and the master electrician comes back later on and finds out, and they have to tear it up, and the customer ends up paying a lot of money. So the idea is to work with those in charge of the actual wiring and construction to get it right the first time, based on our experience. For existing locations, we sometimes have to go in and do some testing just to find out what kind of wiring is already in the location, what kind of wiring can be applied, where it's going to run. Different factors affect what kind of cabling can be run and where and in what situation. So it's really just a matter of getting the information first and then making decisions based on that.
I would think working with architects, I mean, the whole, we'll call sphere group, if someone is the homeowner, I would think the architect would bring all those people together because it has to be done right first time around.
Yes, what typically happens, and maybe this is changing, I'd like to see, hope that it is changing, typically the electrician is looked at by everybody involved as the wiring person. So therefore the electricians are supposed to already know what kind of cabling, where it can be run, in what situations, okay, for what purpose. And as I said, some electricians or some junior electricians, whoever, sometimes, and it may not be intentional, it may be unintentional sometimes, the wrong cabling is run, or the right cabling can be run along the wrong locations, which can cause noise and interference. Once again, it all depends on what the purpose of the cabling is, whether or not the electrician is qualified or not qualified, or there's this whole slew of variables that I can't really put my finger on right now. It's just one of those situational things that you have to see what's going on first before you can
everything's so
really
individual,
comment on it. Yeah,
and be it new house, old house, and so forth.
And there are some cookie cutter approaches, if you will, but relying too much on that is always a bad thing for anything.
Good, excellent. I know you provide a variety of services, but getting back to your small business, Are there key services that you feel that are essential in order to run your business effectively and efficiently?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned talking about a small business, because this actually affects businesses of all sizes. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in or anything like that. The two most important things that I've found in my experience are both security and data backups. If you're not secure, then your backups, your data can be tampered with, can be corrupted, can go missing, it can be deleted. So security is a very, very important part of it, whether it's internal or external security. Data backups. Sorry, I stuttered for a second there. Data backups are very important because if your business depends on your ability to go back and pull up old records, old files, or just something from the day before, and you don't have it, let's say everything, you know, your machine crashes, your system crashes, you need that data, whether it's financial or any other kind of data, you don't have it, you have nothing to stand on. If it's a legal issue or anything, then your business is pretty much at a standstill. So those are two very critical components of any computer, any technology setup that we pretty much insist on with any new clients or even existing clients.
Have you ever gone into an existing client that may have been serviced by somebody else and you're bringing in a whole new educational component?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. And, we're not going to get into all kinds of examples, but I will say this. Very often, more often than not, because the customer doesn't know what they don't know, this is not their forte. That's what we do for them. We take care of the technology needs for the customer so they can worry about their business, not the technology. A lot of times people come in and either cut corners, they're not saying intentionally, but sometimes they do, whether through lack of knowledge or maybe it's just a lack of budget, a lack of money. Sometimes people cut corners and don't do the right thing for the customers. Or even though they may intend to do the right thing, sometimes they may not know how to tell the customer, this is in your best interest and this needs to be done. So a lot of customers don't allow it or don't understand that it needs to be done properly. So yes, we end up educating the customer as much as possible every time we meet a new customer, even existing customers.
I think, too, you want them to feel they can sleep at night.
Absolutely.
And knowing that this is all, because that is,
doubt.
I hear more nightmares of systems going down, the data being lost. I mean, it's crucial.
We actually provide one of those good night's sleep type of scenarios for a lot of our clients through one of our services, which is offsite backups. We provide offsite secure backups for many of our clients, whether they're home users, home businesses, all the way to larger businesses. We provide that secondary backup offsite in addition to their onsite backups, and it gives them peace of mind.
When you're dealing with, again, if it's existing, new, whatever, your remote network monitoring, again, this is involving, I guess, if the computers are down. This is all done in a remote type of setup, correct?
Yes. We have the ability, through technology, obviously, to monitor and manage many of our customers' computers, all the way from laptops to desktops to their servers, where we have our centralized consoles back in our office, and we actually we can see problems as they develop. Sometimes they're one-off problems, little flukes here and there, or glitches, if you will, or we'll actually be able to see recurring problems to see if there's any kind of pattern, and we can then determine the proper actions to take to prevent a bigger problem down the road.
Is this more? Related to more of an on-site analysis? You know, you say remote, but I mean, are the things that are needed when you're on-site, be it home-based or wherever they are?
Well, when you say on-site analysis, an on-site analysis typically is to figure out. That's the fact-finding mission. That's right there. That a lot of times we were hired to perform an on-site analysis for new clients, mostly new clients who have had previous IT or no IT at all, and they want to get a better understanding as to what they have and what their needs are. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, we find lots of problems. A fair amount of the time, we find that they've been doing certain things right, but unfortunately, most of the time, we find the majority of things that they've been doing are either incorrect, incomplete, mm-hmm. or just complete, just far all the way wrong. I mean, it's mm-hmm. totally opposite of what they should be doing, and it's just a disaster waiting to happen.
It's like any machine. When I think about, this may be a bad analogy or a good one, but, you know, your car. You need to make sure that you keep it maintained and anticipate things so that it keeps running smoothly. And I assume what you do is the same type of thing. You're just keeping on top of things and making sure that the customer's happy and so forth.
Right. We try to be very proactive. That's one of the, another thing that keeps us or sets us apart from many of many other IT services firms. We try to be more proactive than reactive. We're not just a break-fix company. We try to stay ahead of the game, so to speak.
And you see so many times people calling, having problems, but if you're able to counteract that and be, as you mentioned, proactive, that makes a huge difference.
Yes,
you're not going to believe this, but we're running out of time already. But
a lot of information.
I know, I'm sure there are people listening that have a lot of questions, but I want to thank Gyro for being my guest this week. And you can reach him. Again, he's with ATC Tech, ATC-TECH. And you can reach him at 401-619-1085. And his website, and you can really get all the services that he provides, is ATC-TECH.net. Sorry to spell that, but it does make a difference. And again, the name of the show is All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Girard, and you can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. Thank you for listening, and happy redecorating.